Patient's name is James Taylor, first name J-A-M-E-S, last name T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth is 11/29/1976, date of service is 4/2/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This 45-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of difficulty hearing in his left ear. He began having vertigo, dizziness just yesterday. He was diagnosed with Meniere's disease approximately 1 year ago. He did have to get a steroid injection into his eardrum, and now all of a sudden he's having some hearing loss. He's also complaining of cough, congestion, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in the chart. Medical history, hypertension, minor TIA, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs or smoke, admits to ETOH socially, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 160 over 106, heart rate 70, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 98, and he weighs 233 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, pleasant, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils plural, bilateral tympanic membrane is tacked, very shiny, indicative of, you know, fluid behind his tympanic membrane. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, Meniere's disease, number 2, upper respiratory infection. Patient will get a Decadron shot here in the office today, and then I'm going to write him a prescription for Bromfed to take as needed, Anavert to take as needed, Medrol dose pack to complete. And because he is going away on an oil rig for approximately 2 weeks, I'm going to write him a prescription for an antibiotic. That way, if he does get worse while on the oil rig, he will have antibiotics to take. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.